have a rather unique position throughout the United States in that Alaska is the only state that owns the subsurface rights. So all the other states are individually owned. Texas has virtually no federal land to speak of in the entire state. North Dakota's the vast majority of the oil work that's going on in North Dakota and shale is on privately owned subsurface. So we're a little different there, and we're also a little different in the magnitude of our hydrocarbon basin and just the sheer volume of it. Prudhoe Bay being a supergiant field is one of the top 10 most prolific fields in the world. And it's also the largest conventional oil field in North America. The second largest conventional oil field in North America is Kuparuk. So when you take a look at the structure of the state and the ownership interest and then the size of the issue or the hydrocarbons we have, we have a unique opportunity that is not presented to the other states. Normally they're held at the national level. So most of our comparative universes are dealing with federal governments around the world, not so much at the local level or the state level.